Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Yom Gimel Kedushin 53. Today's Daf Yomi is sponsored by Eli and Yaffa Mandelbaum and Zechar Nishmas, Eli's mother, Italea, Bas Sender, Neshama should have, and Aliyah. Today's Daf Yomi discusses a brisa that appears here in a Maseches Yuma. The brisa talks about the fact that when the lechem aponim, when the bread was distributed to the Kohanim in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos, the tsinuim would be moshenas yodem. That means the modest Kohanim would withdraw their hands. They wouldn't touch the bread by gargarim, but the gluttonous ones would be cholkim. They would, according to the Gemara's conclusion, that what that means is they would grab the bread. They would grab the bread from themselves and from the other Kohanim. And Rashi explains what's going on here. And when Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, there was a bracha on the bread, and every Kohen would just get an olive-sized amount. And that would be sufficient to nourish the Kohen, and he would get a portion. But after Shimon HaTzadik, after he passed away, there was a me'era, there was a curse on the bread, and people, instead of getting an olive-sized amount, were only getting a bean-sized amount. And so therefore, the Tzinuim said, well, I'm not even fulfilling my mitzvah, so they'll withdraw their hand. But the gluttonous ones were forcing their way. So we see from here who are called the tsinuim here, who's called the modest ones, the ones who withdrew their hands and said, you know what, the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, or this is not right. So what we see from here, when it comes to service of Hashem, that it's not always the person who does the mitzvah who is called the tsinuim. In this case, the one who does the mitzvah is called the gluttonous, the gargarim, the ones who say, you know what, I don't want to fight, let it go. Those are called the tsinuim.